Shalom, this is Billy Brim coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri. And this is our last lesson on Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, HaMakom, the place. Remember, we've been studying Jerusalem, past, present, and future, why it's so important to God. It's introduced to us in the scriptures as HaMakom, the place. The place for God's name. He said he named it HaMakom, the place where I will cause my name to rest. This is HaMakom. This is the place where you will take up your offerings. You will take up your tithes. And so it eventually came to be found to be Jerusalem, the earthly city, and the temple was built there. And God says to Solomon, you have found HaMakom, the place. It's all throughout the Old Testament. It's regarded as Jews, HaMakom, the place, to mean Jerusalem. It also means the Temple Mount. It also means God himself, HaMakom, earthly Jerusalem. Now, when Jesus was on the earth, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, primarily he's speaking to Jews living under their covenant and telling, offering to them a kingdom, which they did not receive. And so then he goes unto the Father. And he gathers around him his disciples, and he tells them it's time for him to go, and they're sad. Chapter 14 of John. Let not your heart be troubled. He's going to begin to give them now new covenant truths. The kingdom for Israel goes into abeyance, and there comes into it the church age. There comes in the middle here like a little pause in time here, the church age. We are at the end of the church age right now. Eventually that kingdom will come back into the hands of Israel. Jerusalem will be a capital on the earth. But now he's going to introduce the church age. And he tells them some things about you. If you really want to find out about what's true about you, the church, you have to primarily read in the letters. But you can also start in the 14th chapter of John and go on and find out the things about you. And he says to these people, the disciples, those close to him, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, he's going to the Father's house, are many mansions or rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare HaMakom for you. You have a makom. You have a place in which you stand. It's not earthly Jerusalem. It's heavenly Jerusalem. Jesus speaks to the church, what's going to be the church, about it. And if I go and prepare HaMakom, a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is the way to the Father. And that is the place, HaMakom, of the church. Now, I want to read you again something that I read concerning the Jews with earthly Jerusalem. In the prophetic utterances and in the Psalms, Jerusalem is spoken of as Mother Zion, and the Jewish people are referred to as Zion's children. These poetic expressions reflect the tender relationship between the Jewish people and their holy city. Mother Zion, or Zion, always represented a geographic entity, and the daughter of Jerusalem was always the people of Israel. So they saw Jerusalem as their mother, and they as the daughters. Now, I want to offer to you that heavenly Jerusalem is the mother of the church. Earthly Jerusalem of the Jews, heavenly Jerusalem of the church. Where do I get this? The Bible. Here is John chapter 3. Remember that Nicodemus came unto Jesus by night, and Jesus said to him, verse 3, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Now, in my center reference column, it says that the Greek says from above. You must be born from above. A spiritual birth from above, which makes you a new creature. Now, in the book of Peter, it does say born again. And it is a new birth. It is a rebirth. But the scripture right here in John says born from above. Now we're going to look at Galatians. I trust you have your Bibles, so that you'll order our tape series on this, so that you can get this in your Bible. Galatians 4:26. Galatians 4:26 is written to the church, and Paul has been talking about travailing in. He travailed in birth for us in verse 19, and he says in verse 26, Galatians 4:26. Yerushalayim, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Jerusalem above. Remember, we studied that the Jews knew about Jerusalem above. And Paul says, writing to the church, Holy Ghost speaking through Paul to the church, Jerusalem, which is free, verse 26, Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. In our spiritual birth, we were somehow born from above. We are citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem. And we see that in Philippians chapter 3, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians and Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. I always sing that little Sunday school song, and that's what I'm doing right now because I'm looking for it in my Bible while you look for it in yours. This is Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Verse 20 in the King James reads, for our conversation is in heaven. That word conversation translated in the King James is polituma. Polituma. That is the Greek word, polituma. Can you kind of hear politics in there? Actually, what this literally means is citizenship. Our citizenship. Actually, when you bring it right down to its very, very root meaning, it is the city in which we have our citizenship. The city that we are members of. Our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies like unto his glorious body. So I like to say it like this. And we are told in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that we're new creations, brand new creations that never existed before. And we are ambassadors. Where are we ambassadors from? Heaven. Heavenly Jerusalem is the mother of us all. We had a spiritual new birth. What does it tell us in Hebrews 12? Our names are written there. The role of the church is kept in heaven. That's where we are citizens. We are an ambassador here on earth. You live in an earth suit. But when you were born again, you became a brand new creature. That's why you can go by the rules and the laws of where you're a citizen of. That's why you can have the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which have set you free from the laws of sin and death. I like to say it like this. I am a citizen of another planet. I am an alien from outer space. I am living here on earth in an earth suit, but the moment that I was born again, I was born from above, and heavenly Jerusalem is where my connection is. I tell you the truth, folks, when I go to earthly Jerusalem, people say they feel like they're home. I don't. I feel like I'm home when I look up there and I know that in another realm, in another, I don't know exactly how it works. I don't know if it's another, what do you call that? Another, a place that you step into. I don't know how it is. I don't know if it's miles and miles away or if it's just all around us here. But I know that heavenly Jerusalem is where I am from. Bless the Lord. And the Bible is full of it. Let's look at Hebrews. We have a a wonderful tape out. I think it's wonderful because it's a revelation from God that he gave to me. It's called Praying on Mount Zion, or Praying in Heavenly Jerusalem. It was a revelation to me. It will be a revelation to you, because we do business with God. We have our business that we, and prayer is business with God and doing business with God. We do that from Heavenly Jerusalem. Hebrews chapter 12. You are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant. This tells us that we come to Mount Zion. Folks, I have heard people say that Zion in the Bible means the church. No, it doesn't. It means whatever it's talking about. Sometimes it does. It does here in Hebrews 12. We are in heavenly Jerusalem, and heavenly Zion, Mount Zion, has to do with the church. But in the Old Testament, when it's talking about earthly Zion, and earthly, it has to do with the Jews. Earthly Zion, there is an earthly Zion. In the Old Testament, it talks about David's city being Zion. It talks about Jerusalem, the whole city, being Zion. It talks about the Temple Mount sometimes being Zion. But in here, in Hebrews chapter 12, it says, you, church, you are come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Bless the Lord. It's our place of doing business with God. And then we see over in Revelation chapter 21, 9 and 10. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is where the Lamb's wife is. I saw New Jerusalem. And, you know, some people have thought, well, the city is the bride. No. When he says, I will show you the bride, it means the people who live in Jerusalem. This is the way you do in Jews. You call Jerusalem also the people who live there. In Matthew 23:37, Jesus said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets. Well, he didn't mean that the buildings kill the prophets. The people were called Jerusalem. It says all Jerusalem went out to John the Baptist in Matthew 3:5. It didn't mean the buildings walked out there, the people. And so when it says in Revelation, I'll show you the Revelation chapter 21, 9 and 10. Let me show you the bride of Christ. He shows him the heavenly Jerusalem. He's definitely talking about the people who are the bride of Christ. And that's us, our home, our heavenly home, Hamakom, the place for us. You can get all of these teachings this week by ordering Hamakom on cassette or CD. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. It's $10 plus mailing. 1-800-972-3447. Oh, I wish you would go online to billybrim.org, billybrim.org, and see all the things you can get there. You can listen to all the radio broadcasts over there. You can watch the streaming there. You can find out about the meetings we have coming up, especially the one on the book of Ezekiel and all the prophets and what they'll be saying. We'll meet here in Branson in August. I trust you can come and be with us. This is Billy Brim saying shalom until next week. Shalom, shalom.